We will believe the report of the Lord. We will trust.
way. Please choose his way. See, one of the biggest threats to spiritual progress is leaning. Leaning. Leaning on your own way. Leaning on your own ability. Leaning on your own knowledge. Leaning on other people rather than leaning on God. See? So he said, you know, don't lean in the wrong direction. You know, so it's, you know, when you start leaning on the wrong thing, you're going to lead to sin. You know what I mean? Even the church can be a crutch. Right? Because, what am I saying? Well, because we come to church, but we don't be church. We say, well, I go to church faithfully. But what do you do outside of church faithfully? Right? See, we can put the check in the box, but that don't mean we're getting nothing done. See, so it's not about coming to church, being in church. It's about being the church and representing him out there, being the body of Christ, amen, being ready to be his hands and his feet, his mouthpiece, amen, and not being afraid to lift him up, not being afraid to tell somebody about Jesus, amen, not being afraid, amen, to be called a Christian. See, church can be a crutch. Well, I'm good as long as I made it to church. Oh, no. Mm-mm. He said, if you deny me, it's easy to profess him around a whole bunch of Christians. Right? It's easy to come in here and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Amen. But how about on your job? How about in the marketplace? How about putting your hands to the plow? See, as we move in further and further into this new year, It's going to get turned up. Because it's time, amen, to really be serious about our walk with him, amen. This is not a check in the box. This is a life. This is not what we do. This is who we are. And that's what it's got to really become, amen. Well, I don't feel like going today. What do you mean? You are the church. You don't feel like the church today? What's going on? What's happening there? You know, see, we got to question those comments and those thoughts, amen, that excuse us out of being who God has called us to be. No, there's no excuses here. Well, I had good intentions. Well, you know where that got you. You know? No, not good enough. You know, we don't want to make the building and the gathering an idol. Right? We don't want to do that. We come to be strengthened. We come to be filled up. We come to be stirred. We come to be taught. We come to serve one another, amen, so we can know how to serve out there. Amen. We come to be strengthened one of another so that we can have the strength to deal with people that don't know God. But see, if we ain't got enough strength to deal with each other, how are we going to help somebody else? Hey, help us, Lord. You know, we saying, okay, go reach them, go, you know, and share the gospel. Hey, amen. You ain't going to bring no one to church because you don't want to be here yourself. Help us, God. But remember, I can do all things through Christ, who strengthens me. We gotta stay humble so that we can be usable. Amen. Because God wants to use you. Amen. And he wants to use you in your community. He wants to use you in your family, your extended family, your co-workers, amen, in your business, on your job. He wants to use you in those places, amen, to be light and salt wherever you are, amen. But if we're not humble, amen, it gets in the way. Pride gets in the way. Success can get in our way, amen. But when we start giving God the glory, for our success. That's a whole nother thing. If it had not been for the Lord, who was on my side, you know, if it had not been for the Lord, I wouldn't even had this job, or I wouldn't have had the idea, the strength, or the faith to even start this business. Even do, you know, you got to give Him the praise, give Him the glory. Amen. Trust Him. And when you do that, amen. Nah, He said, well, I found somebody that I can use. Somebody that's not ashamed to proclaim me. Let me open some more doors so they can reach some more souls. So they can be able to be a workplace evangelist right where they are, lifting up my name. But when we are afraid to even mention Him, how'd that make you feel? As a parent, if I walk in the place and I'm sitting there and my child is up and they're doing this, that, and the third, and they're afraid to acknowledge me, how you think that make me feel? Right? See, what I would love when I walk in the door, hey, excuse me, y'all, but that's my dad right there. You know? And that's how the Lord, He wants us to be proud to be His children. He wants us to lift Him up in every opportunity. Amen. See, because I'm going to tell you something. Everybody else talk about everything else. And they ain't afraid to say what they think and what they feel. But we like, no. Lift up your voice. Declare His goodness. Amen. Tell Him how good God is. The Lord woke me up this morning. When they start asking, what you think about this one and that one? You know what? They don't compare to my God. Huh? See, you use those opportunities. You can lift Him up. There's so many chances to lift Him up. It's ridiculous. And we don't want to miss Him. You know, so you humble yourself. You know, thank God for where He brought you from, but don't live there. You know, we got to be teachable in every season. Oh, my goodness. We serve a God who is new every day. We can seek Him until He take us out of here, and we'll still be learning more and more and more and more about Him. That's how big He is. That's how amazing He is. Amen. So when he tells us to do things, let's move. Let's do it quickly. Even when it challenges your image. Say, what you mean, Pastor David? Well, people might see you one way, but when they see you, when you stand up for God, it may challenge how they see you. What? You mean she really is a Christian? Oh, he really does love the Lord? You know, and you make a stand. Not shaky, not afraid, but you make a stand. Amen. Oh, my goodness. You got to reach forward in faith. Right? Moving forward. Remember, what was our theme last year? Fully present. Fully present. Moving forward. And we don't want to stop moving forward. We don't want to stop being fully present. And we showed up, don't want to stop building God's kingdom. Amen. So it didn't go up that we done that. No, we're doing that. And it's got to be a consistent, a continuation of doing what God has given and calling for us to do. Amen. To build His kingdom. Let me bring this thing in here. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12. Amen. You know, because we want to carry our cross. You know, what did He say? If any man come after me, let him take up his baggage and follow me. That's not what it says? Or it said take up his cross and follow me. Now, if you got your hands on the cross, that means you can't pick up the baggage. Ooh. But Lord, I don't want to leave that behind. See, He makes the cross just heavy enough so you got to use both hands. Just heavy enough. So you got to choose either it's going to be the baggage or it's going to be the cross. Right? And as you carry that cross, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get stronger every day. You'll get better every day. Amen. Hebrews 12, it says this, verse 1 and 2. Wherefore, seeing we are also encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight. Uh-huh. What kind of weight are you talking about? Baggage. All them things from the past. All the mistakes you made. Amen. All the pride that's been holding you back. Amen. From really being able to be used by God. All those, anything, amen, that's weighing you down. You know, I get this image in my mind, amen. You know, when God comes, amen, and the rapture takes place, I don't want nothing holding me down. Right? I don't want, you know what? I'll be cutting stuff off so fast. Huh? When the time comes, whoo, to lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us. Notice, He didn't call the weight sin. He said, lay aside the weight and the sin. Two different things. Right? Now, you might cut loose the weight, but you still holding on some sin. Because sin can get heavy too. Right? So, yeah, you got some weight from your past, but you got some sin in your present. And he said what? Lay aside all that, amen, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who, for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, I like to say, for the joy, who for the joy that was set before him. What was the joy? I mean, he endured that cross for the joy. What was the joy? Let me tell you. We were the joy. The joy of being able to be back in relationship with us. He said, I'll go through this for them because I'm looking beyond this to the joy of being in relationship with them. Woo! His, our salvation was his, the joy that he was looking forward to, that took him to the cross, kept him on the cross, allowed him to go into the grave, allowed him to wake up and come out and set us free, took the victory from the grave. Hallelujah. The joy. Now, what joy are we looking forward to? See, if we could rewrite that verse and say, for the joy that's set before me, I'm going to give up this and I'm going to give up that. I'm going to lay that sin aside. I'm going to leave that weight behind for the joy that's set. They may talk about me like a dog, but they ain't going to be able to say nothing when I take up out of here. Right? Because I'm looking beyond this. I don't care what people think about me when it comes to this. I'm looking beyond this world, beyond this life, beyond this stuff, amen, because why? I can't take it with me anyway. What's the only thing I say we can take with us? Souls. Only thing you can take with you when you get ready to get up out of here is those that you witness to, those that the Lord used you to touch and bring the word. Amen. That's the only thing, amen, that, you know, and I want to take a heap of folk with me. Right? Am I the only one? No, and it's by what we do. So let's lay aside the sin and the way. Anything that's going to slow you down. Anything that's unnecessary, it's a distraction, it's draining you spiritually. Let it go. Leave it behind. Amen. Weight can, you know, weight can be constant comparison. Oh, comparing against this one again. He said, it's not wise. Right? Isn't that what the word says about comparing? But we still compare. Right? People pleasing. You know what? Stop trying to please people. Because you can't please them all anyway. But make your focus on pleasing God. See, because I say it like this. If I please God, they're going to be pleased. They're going to be all right. Whether they realize it or not, they're going to be all right. If I just please God, it's going to be all right. Distractions, amen, and overcommitment, amen, can be a... Did I say that? I'm so committed to that, this, and that. The other thing, I can't be committed to God. I show up on time for this, that, and everything else, but I can't show up on time for God. I'm looking at my notes, okay? I'm not looking at nobody. Amen. But I don't want God to show up late for me. I don't want God to be overcommitted, amen, to hear my prayer. So we got to ask ourselves. Don't wait, no. Don't ask you, because you give yourself the answer you want to hear. The Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth. I'll let you work on that one. Fear of failure can be get in your way. You know, I'm afraid to do it, so I won't even try. It's not up to you anyway. If you're just doing it unto God, trust him. Right? I've seen many people step out and do things. We stepped out and done things in this ministry. If we didn't have the money, the talent, to understand, but God shows up. Huh? And he's never failed us one time. So a fear of failure can stop you, amen. Refusing to forgive. Ooh, I could stay here all day on that one. We're going to talk about some more forgiveness in the course of this year, because that, you know, you can preach forgiveness every Sunday and still have work to do, right? That's a shame in the church, but that's the truth. Amen. Refusal to forgive, because we always put it on the other people. Let me move on. Amen. Reliance on approval. Oh yeah. That's another one that can be weight, amen. Yeah, reliance on approval. They didn't say I did a good job. Nobody acknowledged me. Well, who is God? If God acknowledged you, who else got to do it? If God said amen, the whole world could be silent. So don't be looking for the approval of man, because that only carry you for 5 minutes, if that. Huh? Come on, I gotta finish this. You know, and then we got this place where I'm not looking at nobody, needing to be in control. Ooh, she says me, huh? Release your control in spirit, amen, and let God have his way, amen. And this last one, then I move on. I said, stand where it's comfortable. God is saying, God is saying, I'm challenging you and me this year. Get out of your comfort zone. Huh? Get out your comfort zone. Stop trying to be comfortable. Let uncomfortability be your new normal. Because what it's going to do, it's going to cause you to change. It's going to cause you to grow. It's going to cause you to mature. It's going to cause you to rise above. Stop trying to be comfortable and get busy. Start moving. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, goodness. I got to stop. Ooh, God. You know, I just feel in my heart right now that God wants to do some mighty powerful things in this place. And when I'm talking about the place, I'm talking about you. He don't want to do it in the chairs or the carpet. He wants to do it in you. Powerful things in your life. in the callings and the giftings that he's given each and every one of us. He wants to do some mighty powerful things, but he's looking for those that are saying, here am I, God. Use me like never before. Help me to get over me. Amen. So I can be used by you. It's like, you know, he's my Savior, but is he your Lord? See, the Lord can tell you what to do and what not to do. The Savior saves your soul. But see, we want him to be Lord. We want him to be the one that governs our life in everything and in every way. Amen. So that we can be able, hallelujah, to magnify him. Look, Lord, Lord, ho, holla. See, he's the author and finisher. Luke 9:23 says, and he said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Deny himself. What does that look like? It's not what you want. It's what God wants. It's not what your flesh wants. It's what God wants. It's not what your soulless man or woman wants. It's what God wants. This is what he, and then he says, and take up his cross every now and then. No, daily. And follow me. Every day. Every day. Swing your feet out the bed. Get up, whatever you do. Lord, what would you have me to do today? Order my steps today. Word my mouth today. Every day. And guess what? He'll be right there. He'll be right there. Because he loves you. And he wants to use you. He wants to be glorified through you. But the only way he's going to get what he wants is if we are willing to yield ourselves to him. Not our feelings, our thoughts, our emotions, amen. He didn't say bring your old, but, you know, you got to leave some stuff behind. And you got to say, yes, Lord. Are we willing? Are we willing to take up that cross every day? To follow him. Let's stand. I'm going to stop. I ain't done, but I'm going to stop. I think we got enough to chew on right about now. Amen. I'm going to wait till next week. That's what I'm going to do. Everybody, we keep asking, what's the theme for this year? Be here next week. No. 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 We got work to do. Amen? And I know that, you know, God wouldn't require or expect anything of us that he has not equipped and prepared us to do. Right? Because he's a good father. He's a good father. He wouldn't put more on you than you can bear. He's not going to ask more of you than he's put in you. But he's looking for more. He wants more. Amen. And I want to give him more. Amen. So that means, I got to look at what I'm doing. And how I'm doing. If you were here on Sunday night, we said choose one word. He sent that one word for the year. One word. And she touched on it again. A word. One word. Not a sentence. Not a phrase. Not a whole assignment. That word is an assignment. That one word. Ask him, what is the word you have for me for this year? And if you keep that word in the forefront of your mind and you work that thing, God will open doors. He will help you to accomplish more than you think is possible. Because you're doing it unto him. You're relying on him. You're trusting him in all your ways. And he's right there.
Hallelujah. So if you want to be able to do that, and you want to lay some stuff down, I invite you to come to the altar this morning. To lay aside, to lay, you know, you got one hand on the cross and one hand on the baggage. And say, let it go. Release it. And the other thing he's saying is embrace it. Embrace the cross. Embrace the calling that's upon your life. Embrace the gifting that he's put in you. If you aren't clear what that is, seek it with all your heart. Because he's not trying to hide it from you. Hallelujah. But he will make a way. And he's saying, whatever it is that you need from him, he's right there to help you, to strengthen you. Hallelujah. So that you can overcome whatever the enemy is trying to use to stop you. You can overcome the thoughts and this old flesh that's trying to hinder you. And you can say yes to God. Yes to your will, God. Yes to your spirit, Father. So we come before you right now, Lord, and I pray with my brothers and sisters, Lord, that you would meet us right here. Lord, you know each and every individual here completely. You know the thoughts and the intents of our hearts, God. And above all of that stuff, you know what you've called for us to do. You know who we are in you, Lord. And I pray right now, God, that those things will begin to rise to the top, Lord, as we release other things that are in the way, other things that are trying to stop us, other things that are trying to hold us back and try to hold us down. We say, not so in the name of Jesus. We declare, hallelujah, that this year we will accomplish all that you have for us to give them. This year we will be the light, Lord, that you want us to be. We will be, hallelujah, ready to go when you say go, to do when you say do, to speak when you say speak, and even to be silent when you say be silent. We want you to be glorified in whatever we put our hands to do, God. Lord, this year, Lord, we want, hallelujah, to know your voice like never before. That means silencing other voices. Let it be so. Lord, we lift up our eyes unto you. Hallelujah. Off of the internet, God, and off of those things that will take us left, God. And we look unto you because you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. We say, order our feet, God, that we will only go where you would have us to go. Let us not wander off into the weeds, Lord, where destruction is waiting for us. But you order us, if you say your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Help us to be in your word, that it would order our steps and direct us and guide us right where we need to be, God. Lord, and God, that we would use our voice, Lord, to magnify you, to lift you up, to give glory and honor to your name, God. All these things we ask you right now and more, Lord. Hallelujah. Whatever it is you desire of us, God, we say, here am I. Use me. Send me, God. I will go. I will do what you have me to do. I will say what you have me to say. And Lord, I'm striving to be all that you want me to be. Not what I want to be, but what you want, God. So help us as we walk it out. Lord, that lives will be changed. Hallelujah. Lives will be changed. Souls will be saved. Lord, because you're looking, you said the harvest is white. The harvest is plentiful. Lord, and you're looking for the workers. Lord, here we are, God. Send us into your field. Send us into the harvest, Lord, to reach the lost, God, to speak to those that are hurting and dying, God, to speak to those, God, that don't know you. Lord, to speak to those who have gone astray. Lord, to help guide the prodigal back home. Lord, in the name of Jesus,
We want to be your instruments, Father. And we denounce everything that the enemy has said, every lie, plot, and scheme he's tried against us. We will not be deterred, hallelujah. We will not be held back or held down. But we choose to rise up so that we can, without any hindrance, call you blessed. Hallelujah. Knowing, God, that we are your children. We are your beloved, God. Lord, I pray right now, God, that you would show yourself strong in the lives of your people. Lord, we believe you right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For healings and deliverance, God. Lord, for yokes being broken, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And things that are not of you being destroyed and cast down in the name of Jesus. We believe you, God, for strong relationships, strong marriages, Lord. We believe you for obedient children, God. We believe you right now for finances to do what you have for us to do. You are our source and our supply, God. And we thank you for it right now, Lord. Our trust, our faith, our confidence is in you and not in this flesh. Not in our knowledge or our ability, God. But it's in you, and we thank you for it right now. Because in you, we cannot fail. As we walk in the Spirit, your word says, if we will walk in the Spirit, we would not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that you give us the strength to be who you called us to be. We can't do it on our own. Brother, our own, we fall on every side. God, but with your strength, with your help, and by your Spirit, God, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ. We thank you and we praise you right now. In Jesus' name, amen. Give somebody a high five and say, well, God, you got this. You got this because he got you. That's why you got it, because he got you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, Miss Mary.
I got to leave it on.
It's on now. Amen. Hallelujah.